We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
826. When it comes to both basketball and horse racing, Al, true or false? Dick Girardi, number one in the city of Philadelphia.
No equal.
All right. Dick Girardi is of ExpressBet.com. He has his Preakness Guide coming out this Friday. And in addition, Al, he clearly is unhappy with what happened at the Derby, probably because he had money on Maximum Security. On the line is well-known journalist Dick Girardi. Hi, Dick.
Angelo, what's happening, buddy?
Dick, true or false, you had a shekel or two on Maximum Security, correct?
True but false. I couldn't have won anyway because I only bet exactas and I did not have the number 20 seconds, so the result was irrelevant to what I'm thinking today.
Dick, I've been dealing with a situation here at the show that has been troublesome to me. Keith Jones won $24,000 when they overturned the original result at the Kentucky Derby. Did they make the right decision in screwing over Maximum Security?
They did not make the right decision. And interestingly, Angelo, I've been on this. One of the very first stories I ever wrote was for a newspaper in Baltimore about the stewards after a controversial Preakness way back in 1980. And I've been consistent about this ever since because the decisions are so subjective and they change from race to race, day to day. First horse to the wire should win. Then you take all of it out of it. There's no problem. It's over. And if you want to suspend a jockey later or something, you can do that. But don't penalize the owners and the bettors. I've been like that forever and ever. So Jonesy won illegally.
Yeah.
But you know what? He'll still take his money.
Yes, he will. But here's the thing. The point you make, which I think resonates in every sports fan and every sport, Dick, if it takes 20 minutes to review a decision, then you're not really sure what the decision is. You may as well stay with the original result. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, now that's beautifully said. That's always been my theory. If it takes more than 5 minutes, if you accept this, the process that they have now, which I don't, I've always been an anarchist at heart. So if you accept it, this is the way to do it. If you're taking longer than a couple of minutes, you obviously don't know, therefore keep the same result. And for the people that didn't understand what happened, and it wasn't NBC's fault on Saturday, they'd never explained which horses had claimed foul against the winner. The stewards didn't bother to tell the TV people or anybody else. By rule, if they decide there's an interference, they have to put the horse who caused the interference behind the horse who finished furthest behind, who they thought was interfered with.
Okay.
That's why they ended up putting Maximum Security 17th behind the 18-horse Long Range Toddy. He also, according to the stewards, interfered with the one, War of Will. I would say this. War of Will had every chance to get back in the race. He had 400 yards to catch Maximum Security. Couldn't do it. I don't think Long Range Toddy was going anywhere anyway. And I would also say this, Angelo. Internationally, they do it completely different than we do here in U.S. and in Canada. The only horse that can get put up to first if they think the winner fouled somebody is the second horse has to have been fouled. In this case, that did not happen.
Wow.
But basically, you put a horse up who had nothing to do with the incident at all, wins the Kentucky Derby. The rest of the world would not do that.
Wow.
We're wrong. They're right.
I never got any of that information from Jonesy L. Not one word of it. He's still counting his money over here. Here's the thing, though. Yeah, this is the human element of it, Dick. You know the people that own and train Maximum Security. What did this mean in their lives that they didn't win the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, I don't know the owners. They're California people, Gary and Mary West. They've been in the business forever. Great people, very philanthropic. You'd love to see them win. It's awful, especially when you think you've won the biggest race of your life. I know Jason Service. I heard Jones a minute ago. He's John Service's brother. John, of course, won the Kentucky Derby 15 years ago with Smarty Jones. And by the way, Angelo, you got to come up to Parks on Labor Day.
Yep.
Smarty Jones, the return of Smarty Jones. He's going to parade for the crowd 15 years after he won the Derby. So you need to be there. Get Jonesy, Rhea, Al, come on up. Parks on Labor Day. Yeah, so I certainly know Jason. you feel terrible for him because he's a guy. Look, he's worked hard to get to this spot. 20 years ago, he was working in the jocks room. He was an exercise rider. Now he's become one of the best trainers in the country. And you don't know if you'll ever get another chance.
That's right.
Maximum Security won't. You get one chance as a three-year-old to win the Derby, and now that's gone.
Dick, I want you to know how much I love Smarty Jones. I think he should ring the bell in Game 6 here for the Sixers. How about
I'll
that?
I'll make that happen.
You could do that. Dick, I love your work in racing, but you know, you're also extremely knowledgeable in basketball. How much trouble are the Sixers in right now, Dick?
Every time I think I understand this series, something happens that makes me realize I have no idea what I'm looking at. I can't make a prediction from one game to the next, right? It doesn't carry over.
Right.
Sixers played great in Game 3. They look like they got control of the series, and I heard Rhea talking before. And then they come out and look like they don't even care. It's just bizarre. So, yeah, I've given up. I don't know what's going to happen. No, it'll be great for the city. Yep. Everybody wants to see the Sixers win. But here's the biggest problem I see. When in doubt, I like the team with the best player. And, man, they got the best player.
Boy,
this guy
is
unbelievable.
He sure is. One last thing, Dick. And I expect honesty because you're a man of honesty. If you had won $24,000. By the second horse, Country, what's his name? Country House, winning it. Would you have a different opinion on the ruling in that race on Saturday?
Well, I wouldn't, but I will say this. There's no chance I would have ever bet Country House under any circumstances.
Gotta dig deeper than that, Dick. Gotta dig deep. That was my horse, baby.
Dick, you're the best.
I know. You sent me a copy of the ticket, Jones. Yeah. I can validate it. Jonesy's not making it up. He will cash. I will get nothing. But now, look, anybody that knows me, it's been around me at the track. I've been very consistent about this forever. Yep. I just think it's too hard to decide this. Too subjective. Just first horse to the wire wins. And if you have to deal with something, deal with it later.
You made a good argument, Dick.
All right.
It was
go
very
to
good.
X. It's just the X. PressBet.com. The great Dick Girardi. Dick, always an honor, my friend. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.